Can we think of our garden as a small ecosystem? Yes or no?
Yes.
That's Theonda Manzara, founder of Healthy Kids for Healthy Schools. Since 2008, she's helped incorporate community gardening into the state science curriculum at First State Elementary and middle schools. On Tuesday morning, she was working with fifth graders at Newcastle Elementary.
And is it a natural ecosystem like a forest, or is it man-made?
Man-made.
Okay.
Studies show hands-on experience with community gardens lead kids to eat more vegetables. And Newcastle Elementary teacher Victoria Seeley says it makes a difference in learning, too.
This is real. This brings it to life for them because it's not just coming out of the cafeteria window. Like, this is in their actual backyard of our school. And then to be able to enjoy it and eat it is the icing on the cake.
That's right. The vegetables the kids harvest become part of school lunches. One piece of what nutrition outreach specialist Scott Schuster says is the Colonial School District's push to add local ingredients to its meals.
So right now, as you see, that we have two bags. One's full of radishes and the other's full of arugula. Two students will actually go back to the cafeteria and provide it to our cafe managers.
The learning stops there for now, but at William Penn High School, they can also help with food prep in the culinary program there. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.